Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Friday. You hear me? I can't even get my days right. Happy Saturday. I'm so sorry. It's Pam Price from Ellen Foundation. I'm your host for the Unheard Voices. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining in. Happy April. Welcome to spring. It's we're here. I know we're not officially spring, but it's spring. Some areas are a little bit warmer than others. I know here in the Washington, D.C. metro area, we've been, have some really nice warm weather. Then it'll go back down to, like, hat and gloves. So, but we're almost there, and I'm really excited to see what all the new life that continues to grow as we move into the springtime. So again, happy Saturday. Welcome to April. Family, those of you who are listening in and want to join the conversation, please, please, please feel free to give us a call. Give me a call. I'm always happy to chat with you. Feel free to call in at 563-999-3061. Again, 563-999-3061. So, gosh, you guys that have followed me know that I always just, like to come before you and just share some things that have just been pressed on my heart as we move, as we continue to move through each day. And this is about springtime. This is about reaching our goals, reaching our tools, using the tools and the resources that God has given to us. And I know sometimes I find myself guilty of not moving as quickly and using the tools and the resources. I eventually do, but I don't do them. I try so hard to do so many things in my own volition. And that's just real talk. I don't get it right. So those of you who continue to listen to me continuously, just know that the conversation that I always have with you guys is just real, and I like to just share. I may come to you and just share, all the great things and all these things that are happening in my life, but like you, I have struggles, I have, concerns, and, I go through each day, but what I love about learning from these struggles is that it draws me closer into what God has called me into. I know, I always look at like, oh, why am I here? Why am I doing this? That's always the question, And but through it, I know God has called all of us to do great things. It's just, are you ready to take that step forward into doing what God has called you to? Which is why to come to you and just talk about, the springtime, the newness of life. I know every new year, I always make these goals. These pledges, what I'm going to do, how am I going to do it, blah, 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 blah. And honestly, it starts off well the first couple of weeks. And then as life begins to continue to move forward, it just, I'll forget or I'll start doing some other stuff. And next thing I know, a month goes by, 2 months go by, and then I have not fully achieved what I wanted to achieve. Mine is the struggle with getting back physically active. Like I love sports. I've always loved sports. Most of you who have followed me throughout the years, back from my Radio 1 days, know that I was a strong tennis player. I loved the sport, but because of life, because of age, so on and so forth, that I just and also because I learned to just eat a lot more, which is just real talk, that I've completely become complacent in getting my physical body back into the shape that it needs to be in. And so with that, I just kind of want to come back and remind you, and also I'm reminding myself, I always remind myself, when I come to you, is that, even though you have these visions and these dreams, have you written them out? Have you started? You see, because regardless of whatever age you are, you're never too late to start. You're never too late to do that great thing that God has called you to do. And even if it's not this grand, spectacular thing, it could be, taking care of your parents, taking care of, volunteering at the local community organization. It could be so many different things that God has placed on your heart to do, but you haven't made space for it. You have not made space for it. And I just want to encourage you that no matter what it looks like, no matter how you're feeling, no matter how you are walking this life out, first and foremost, in which I say consistently, is that in each and everything that we do, each day that we start, we have to invite God into it. We have to invite him into each conversation, each thing that we write, each time we get ready to go into a meeting, each time we get ready to move forward into doing something. We have to be continue to invite God into the conversation, into all of these things, and you will see God's movement. And I'm speaking from experience. I am. And all of you guys know that I only share what I've experienced and what I've seen, not only in my family, not only in my life, but in my family and my friends. So continue to be diligent. Again, I'm speaking of myself. Continue to be diligent to invite God into whatever you're doing. Even if you're just getting ready to walk your dog, invite him into that walk that you're getting ready to have. A lot of times, we throw on some tunes as we're out walking or exercising. Sometimes it's great to invite him in and just have that conversation. And like I said, I have to be more diligent on that myself. I sometimes get sidetracked with everything that's going on, and it's not that I forget. It just becomes that is not important or as important as me achieving something else. And then I'll absentmindedly come back and be like, oh, I didn't invite God in. This is why I was so stressed out for the day, or this is why, that meeting went the way it did. If you take the time out to begin to do, absolutely, it will turn things around. I always talk about writing the vision down. Regardless of when you start, you have to have a starting point. So please make sure you write that vision down. Make sure you write it down and get started, because you got to know, you have to understand or know where you're going to start in order for you to start. And God will take that vision and continue to shape it and mold it. So it will no longer look like you, it will look like him. I have the Ellen Foundation, which is actually called Life Ministry Foundation. And God had given that vision to me, oh gosh, many, many years ago, 2005 from what I found. But it really didn't come into fruition until 2015. So we're talking 11 years. So I remember God used to wake me up in the middle of the night and tell me, write this piece down. And I had no understanding as to what I was writing, because to me, I actually didn't know that I was going to start this ministry. I knew that I was going to do something in the service area, but I had no idea that this is what I was going to do. So for years I was writing it down and trying to figure out what do all these little pieces mean. And lo and behold, eventually when I was ready, because not when we have to be ready in order for the work to be done, but when I became ready, that was when God then allowed me to begin to move out. So granted, I was so enthusiastic that I wanted to start to do it earlier before he was ready for me to start it, which of course, develop some teachable moments, but in everything is a teachable moment. So do not become discouraged. So this is where we come into springtime, because we got to remember that a lot of times, even though we're waiting on God or we're doing all these things, I did a series back on Radio 1, and I think I touched on it here on Blog Talk Radio, that everything goes through a winter, and a winter is the time in which we are planning and doing and getting the nourishments and getting all these things, refining all the things that we're to prepare for spring. And then when the springtime comes, when we are ready, when we are ready to step out to do this thing that has been burning passionately within ourselves, you will see the buds. You will see the plants. You will see the babies. You will see everything that you worked diligently in that dark, in that cold, when no one else will give you a dime, when no one else would encourage you, but you never gave up. That's why it's very, very important that you continue to, whatever time is your winter time. You see, because a lot of times people think that winter is, your winter time is during December, January, February. No, I say your winter time is when God has called you to develop and create something so close, where you have been separated from others, where you are crying out like, God, what is this thing that I'm doing? And you feel that no one in the world cares. That's your winter. So I want to encourage you during your winter, as you go through your winter time, embrace all the lessons that are being learned during that time, because God is going to use every piece, every section of your winter time to make it to, so when your spring comes, you are ready, that you are going to bloom. So do not negate what's going on in your life that looks like all hell is just broken loose. But look at it as a teachable moment. Look at it at a time in which God is pouring into you. Look at this. Look at it at a time as you are seeking God and trying to understand what he is doing within you. So when your spring comes, that you will bloom, that you will be able to outshine somebody else's springtime that's next to you. So nothing gets wasted. And during your springtime, please remember everything gets pruned. You know, springtime is when everything just boom, grows. And then as you're going through your spring and entering into your summertime, you get pruned, which means that, yes, you've already started on your journey, but now it's time to remove those things that do not really, that are not necessary as you continue to move forward. Don't worry about the timing. Whenever it is your time to grow into your springtime, that is such a beautiful season. And regardless of whatever age you are, remember, Moses didn't get started until he was well into his 80s. Noah created the ark. I mean, look, as you go back through the Bible and you see all of these people that have done what God has called them to do, it wasn't when they were young. It was when they were in their older stages, because they had to go through their winter season and go into their spring season. And they had to go into their pruning season, because you can't continue to take old habits, old ways, old conversations, old looks, old styles into your new season that God has called you to. So welcome to spring. Happy Saturday. And please, you're in April. We're already into the second quarter. So please do not become overwhelmed because you haven't achieved what you wanted to start at the beginning of the new year. It's never too late to start. Just begin. And then watch what God does. All you have to do is take that step, and He will develop your springtime, what He has called you to do, into something amazing. So embrace the journey, embrace the teachable moments, and watch what happens. All you have to do is take the first step. So that's my words of wisdom for this grand Saturday, beautiful Saturday morning. So I thank you guys, as always, for continuing to listen in to Ellen Foundation's Unheard Voices. I need to apologize, because I know that I continuously say that it's going to be more on a regular basis, but let me give you more of why I haven't been coming to you with my guests on a more regular basis. It's because I've been writing two books, and so I am on the precipice of my springtime, and you know, just putting this down. So please be on the lookout for my books. One is called Beneath His Wings, and the other is just a Christian business book. So, and you can find those in Barnes & Noble and also on Amazon. But I will definitely let you know when they are completed. So, as always, my prayer for you this day is to be strong and encouraged, no matter what it looks like, no matter how far behind you think you may be. You're not. You're right where you're supposed to be, because in order for you to move forward, you need to understand that it is okay. It is okay to start where you are. So I am going to, I always pray us out to start the day. So Heavenly Father, we come to you on this day. We are just so thankful that you've given us another day. We are thankful that you decided to keep us here to do your will. So Lord, as we begin this day, we invite you into it. We invite you into our conversations. We invite you into our work. We invite you into our homes. We invite you into our finances. We invite you into every aspect of our lives. Lord, we know we don't get it right all the time, but we know that with you, that you will always correct us and teach us the best way for us to move forward. Lord, there are many families out here who are struggling to feed their families, to keep a roof over their heads, or to find a job. Lord, we know that you are able. We know that you are God of all. We know that you are the provider. We know that you are the healer. We know that you are the attorney. We know that you are the teacher. So, Lord, we ask that you come into the family situations, Lord, those things that stand before the families where they feel that they can't turn to the left, they can't turn to the right, but the only way that they can look is look at you. So, Lord, we know that that you can touch any situation, and we are believing that you can. Lord, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for continuing to guide us through this day. Touch everyone that is in need of healing. Touch everyone that is in need of a word from you today. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray this prayer, Lord. Amen. Family, continue to follow us on social media, which is Ellen Foundation One. And continue to reach out to us and just shoot me an email. And again, those of you who want to just complain about the show, I'm not going to pay any attention to it. So if you are in need of real help, real services, if you or someone you know are in need of food or clothing, please send us an email at info@thelmfoundation.org and let us know so we can provide some services to you. If you are in need of prayer, please email us. If you are trying to understand this walk with the Lord, please, please, please reach out to us so we can help you understand. Always, 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 Ellen Foundation is not going to replace your church, so we encourage you to get into a great Bible-based church so you can begin to also understand the tools and the wisdom. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Have a fantastic weekend. And remember, it's springtime. And if it's not your springtime yet, you're getting ready to come into it. So embrace that place in where you are right now, because God is great and he is going to develop you into something so phenomenal. So family, I love you. Continue to follow us. Continue to tune in. And I'll be coming back soon with you. So have a great Saturday. Thanks for always tuning in. Chat soon. Bye.